It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hi everyone, it's John Hagedorn, and this is 1001 Stories for the Road. We're a proud part of the 1001 Stories Network, and we like to think of ourselves as caffeine for the curious. The days of single-pump Texaco gas stations, cheap motels, and long stretches of Burma-shave signs are gone now, and so are the Route 66 signs that told the traveler headed from Chicago to Santa Barbara they were on the right road. But Route 66 will always exist in the American conscience as the road that brought East and West together. When my father drove it in 1937 from California to Chicago, only a portion of it was paved, and it was pretty wild, especially during and after rainstorms, and for a stretch through the Rockies, mountainous and dangerous as well. John Steinbeck memorialized it in his book, The Grapes of Wrath, as we followed a destitute Oklahoma family west to California, and what they hoped was the beginning of a new life. For decades, it carried dreamers, gamblers, wanderers, and travelers of all kinds, and became the definition of kitsch, where everything classless and tacky and over the top could find a home. Such was the case when Amarillo billionaire Stanley Marsh III decided to hire a group of art hippies from San Francisco who called themselves the Ant Farm to create something different that he could call his own and baffle the locals with. So they sat around for a while, and smoked, and thought deeply, and smoked some more, then ate some munchies, and came back to Marsh with an idea. How about a tribute to the evolution of the Cadillac tail fin? Marsh loved it. 10 Cadillacs dated from a 1949 Club Sedan to a 1963 Sedan DeVille were purchased and driven onto one of Stanley Marsh's three fields bordering Route 66, just west of Amarillo, now Route I-40, as Route 66 doesn't exist anymore. Using cranes, they then half-buried the 10 caddies, nose down in the dirt, making sure they were buried at the same angle as the Great Pyramid of Giza. It was 1974. People driving by saw the 10 nose-down caddies and naturally stopped. A certain percentage of those people, as you might guess, just couldn't resist wanting to tear off fins and parts for their own gain. And it wasn't long before the cars were stripped down to just the metal body. But what did they do when they couldn't remove the parts anymore? Deface the cars, of course. Once the last removable portion of the cars was gone, out came the spray cans, and since Cadillacs are big, wide cars, there was a lot of surface to spray paint. Stan Marsh III and the peaceful hippies were watching all of this and realized there wasn't much they could do about it. After a while, they realized that it would go easier on their minds if they encouraged it. So now, everyone gets in on the act, and you'll see families out there working with spray cans, painting over countless layers of spray paint that were left, sometimes, just a few hours ago. Lots of folks do leave their empty cans and lids, and trash, not bothering to drop the trash in the containers now provided for that, and the stuff just blows across the fields and litters the side of the road. But still they come. And on any given non-rainy day, you'll see them stopping. Tourists, speaking in French and German and Japanese. Locals, passers-bys, and folks who just stop and stare at the crazy goings-on. Well, in hindsight, Marsh got what he wanted. Something different. In a way, it's a microcosm of America on display for anyone who wants to sit and philosophize. A Texas millionaire creates a roadside monument to greed. 10 Cadillacs aren't cheap. Art hippies create a dream tie-dye landscape for all to enjoy. Human scavengers pick it clean within days for anything that might be considered collectible. Thousands take part in defacing it. Anarchists leave the letters KKK and draw human body parts for kids to see. The fields are barren desert, except for all the left-behind trash littering them. People have mixed opinions about this strange tourist site. You can read the reviews, all 3,260 of them, at TripAdvisor, last count. The word sad comes up a lot, especially when they describe the trash, the bad graffiti, and the impression that all that leaves on the traveler. It's all just off Exit 60 on I-40, just west of the Amarillo city line. Pets are allowed. Spray cans are allowed. Watch where you step, though, as some people, probably those same ones previously mentioned, just can't be taught to clean up after their pets. Since Texas is one of my favorite states, I will add that there are hundreds of places to visit in Texas that will amaze and inspire you and reaffirm your faith in the goodness of people.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
I need to go.
Hang on.
It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Thanks for joining us today at 1001 Stories for the Road. We enjoy your reviews at Apple Podcasts, and we need more, so keep them coming. And thank you. This is your host, John Hagedorn, and we'll be back next week with another episode for 1001 Stories for the Road. Safe driving, everybody.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.